Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joining us again from, he writes at this little website called Ammoland.com. Has well over 2,000 plus articles there. They are the biggest website on the planet of this type, and he is the biggest writer there, and this, of course, is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, and happy to report that I now have over 2,100 articles at Amalek.
Not surprising.
Yeah. So, you know, keep adding to the list.
Yeah. I'm sure you probably have about 30 more in the pipeline. That's why it's surprising that we got to 2,100 this long.
Yeah, there's a fair number, but, you know, some of them just are complex and take a while.
Yeah.
Now, this one, the latest one, or one of the latest ones I put up, about this woman who is not named, and that makes sense. You don't want to put out the victim's name, because if the perpetrator has colleagues or friends or whatever, they could then target her. So, and this happened about 9 o'clock in the evening in Hidalgo County, Texas, on October 25th. So it wasn't that long ago, about a week ago. And what's interesting about this case, to me, is that this woman did everything right. I mean, it's almost textbook the way that she handled the situation. First off, the suspect, she became aware that the suspect was breaking into her home. Now, right off, that's very positive. A lot of people are not aware that somebody is breaking into their home until after they've entered. But she figured that out and understood that before the suspect broke into her home. And as he was breaking into her house from the attached garage, I believe, and she retreated to a bedroom that could be locked with her defensive firearm. Maybe she had her defensive firearm in the bedroom. And this is it's been taught for at least 40 years that this is one of the better tactics to defend yourself from an intruder or intruders. You don't want them to choose the point of the battle. You want to choose where they have to come to you, thereby entering what we call a lot of people in law enforcement call a fatal funnel, where they expose themselves to your fire while you're behind cover. And also, what you want in these situations is to have a means of communication so that you can get the cavalry on the way to help you, which is almost always law enforcement, but sometimes people depend on their neighbors. And she contacted the Hidalgo County Sheriff's Office at about 9:13. So I presume that's probably from a 911 call. And they responded. And when they got there, they found that a suspect, later identified as Carlos Garcia, 36 years of age, had broken into the house and was trying to get into the bedroom where she had locked herself with her children. And the homeowner warned Garcia, this again, textbook stuff, tell him, I'm armed, I have called the police. If they have any brains, they'll leave right then. Because if they get away without leaving any significant evidence, and they haven't taken any property that can be tied to them, and they're not caught as they're leaving, they have a good chance of not being charged with anything. But he didn't do that. He refused to leave, and then as he was continually trying to break into her redoubt, her retreat, which we all recommend, let's say most defensive counselors would recommend that you have a stout door on that retreat and good lock so that it's not easily broken into. And it must have taken a little time because he was trying to break in when she shot through the door and wounded him. And he left, and the responders, the deputies from Hidalgo County, and they had a DPS air support. They found him about 100 yards away in an open field with a gunshot wound to his left arm. So they took him apparently to either the emergency room or hospital, got him patched up, and they booked him into the Hidalgo County Adult Detention Center. Now, part of the interesting thing on this is she did not know Carlos Garcia. There wasn't any personal connection between them. So what caused it? Maybe he was just looking for someone to victimize. One of the things that is not mentioned in the official stories or the stories that are out there in the more dominant media is that her house is only about 15 miles from the Mexican border. So, and it's not mentioned whether Carlos Garcia is a legal U.S. resident or not. Now, I have sent the Texas equivalent of a Freedom of Information Act request to the Hidalgo County Sheriff's Office Public Affairs Officer, but I haven't got a response yet. Now, they're required to respond. They're also allowed to have a reasonable amount of time. It's only been a couple of days. But hopefully I will be able to find out how long it took the deputies to get there and how long after she called that, you know, she fired a shot. Now, when you have somebody who's only 15 miles from the border, it's about 22 miles by road. I don't know if he had a vehicle or not, but with a vehicle, it's only half an hour to get to the border. And, it's usually not that difficult to cross in most places, depending on how much of the wall has been built or finished. You don't have a lot of deterrence from deputies if you're close to the border and you can get across and get out of their reach fairly easily. Now, of course, Carlos Garcia had a problem. He was wounded and might have started going into shock. He probably left a blood trail. How hard it was to find him, I don't know. They used air support. It was probably, it appears to have been federal air support because it was right next to the border. It might have been state of Texas. It said DPS, so that could be Department of Public Safety. But the point is that this mother with children she had to care for did the right thing. She didn't try to fight with the guy as he was entering through the garage because she probably observed that he was coming in too late to use her firearm there. Or perhaps her firearm was in her bedroom, which is pretty common. But that she did the right thing. She stopped the threat. And hopefully we will get more information from the Hidalgo County Sheriff's Office.
Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DesantisHolster.com, talking to Dean Weingarten. We were just hearing about this lady who defended herself with a gun, defended her family with a gun, and he doggo Texas. Is there more to go with this? Were you finished with that?
I'm pretty much finished. I'm hoping to find out what type of gun she used, what caliber, all of that. It's not like it's a state secret or that it has any particular bearing on the criminal case. So I expect that I will get some information eventually. But some public affairs officers are faster than others in responding to requests.
Right. I was about to say, most of the time, if this was a anti-gun thing, this would be this would have been put out there, and we wouldn't even know the name of the bad guy. But
yes, you're correct.
Yeah.
They even put out a picture of him.
From the
Hidalgo County Sheriff.
Well, let's. Where would you like to go from here?
Let's talk about maybe the New York Times claims about that random gun violence is up.
Yeah, that's rich coming from those guys. Let's hear about the gun violence.
It's not like they have any real evidence. I mean, it's kind of interesting. It's just this sort of amalgam of anecdotes that they put forward. And this writer, I have to give him credit. He isn't completely one-sided. But when you combine the headline with his choice of opening words, lots of people just glance at a headline or they read the first few sentences or maybe the first paragraph, and that's it. And if you look at that, it appears like, oh my God, you know, we have this increase in violence in Texas because they passed constitutional carry.
Mm.
But when you read the whole article, you find out all that is a bunch of bunk. It's just the way that the words are focused. Now, much of the time, not all of the time, but maybe most of the time, the person who writes the headline is not the same as the person who wrote the article. There used to be, and probably at major publications like the New York Times, there still is, people whose sole duty is to write headlines. And many times the writer would not approve of the headline. You know, it wouldn't be the headline they would have written. So I can't say that the author of this piece, David Goodman, wrote the headline. And I suspect he didn't. But the whole tenor of this article is, well, we don't really have any evidence that, gun violence is up in Texas, even though we don't really have any evidence that it's so. And what they did is he starts out with this extremely rare event. Now, this is a good way to lie with statistics or just in the way that you present a situation. You start out with a horrific case, which is extremely rare. So because you relate this case, it sounds like it's common because it's the first thing you talk about. And this is the one where we had an innocent 9-year-old girl was killed during a defensive shooting near Houston, Texas, a few months ago. And a grand jury looked at the situation. There was video of what happened. It happened at a known crime location where a person had been murdered just a few months before, and the grand jury considered everything, and they said, yeah, it's a terrible situation, but it was a justified shooting. You know, looking at the situation from the perspective of the person who did the shooting, he was justified in what he did, and it's terrible that an innocent 9-year-old was killed. Now, those incidents are very, very rare. I don't think I can think of more than half a dozen in my lifetime that I've heard of. But, you know, even rare incidents, given enough of a population, enough years, do happen. So, some of the things from this article are, in the headline, Texas goes permitless on guns, and police face an armed public.
Yep.
I'm going, this is the United States. Who would think the police would not face an armed public? Why would you think it's good that police would not face an armed public? I mean, the right to keep and bear arms, the public is naturally going to be armed. Most places, and that's the way you would expect the system was designed. But it sounds, the headline makes it sound like this is bad and unusual. Then the sub-headline, and again, like I said, the author, I don't think, wrote the headline, the sub-headline. A new law allowing people to carry handguns without a license has led to more spontaneous shootings.
Spontaneous.
Many in law enforcement say.
Spontaneous.
Yeah. Now, you see, the way they get around this and say, well, we didn't say that it leads to more spontaneous shootings. We said that many in law enforcement said it. But when you look at what's in the article, there's no data to support that spontaneous shootings are up. The only datum that is really there, one piece of data, a datum, is the shooting of this 9-year-old girl in Houston, which is very rare. So here's what they have to qualify, to try to build a case for there being more spontaneous shootings. The shooting was part of what many sheriffs, police leaders, and district attorneys in urban areas of Texas say has been an increase in people carrying weapons and in spur of the moment gunfire in the year since the state began allowing most adults 21 or over to carry a handgun without a license. So these are a few anecdotes put forward by urban police and prosecutors and even sheriffs, which tend to be politically leftist. Now, the next paragraph says, at the same time, mainly in rural counties, other sheriffs say they have seen little change. And proponents of gun rights said more people lawfully carrying guns could be part of why shootings have declined in some parts of the state. So they got mixed results, but they're focusing on one side. That's really, I would call, biased reporting. So then the other thing is, because the New York Times, well, it used to be considered the paper of record, I think people would believe that.
Anyway. I was too busy listening to you. Hang on for me. We'll pick this up on the other side. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The unemployment rate is on the rise despite a better-than-expected October jobs report. The Labor Department says 261,000 jobs were added last month. However, the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. This election cycle could be the most expensive ever. Analysis from the nonpartisan watchdog group Open Secrets estimates that 2022 elections are expected to cost more than $16.7 billion. That includes includes spending in both federal and state races. As far as what's driving people to the polls, Roy Nielsen tells CBS News it's all about the economy for him.
The last 2 years have been a disaster in so many ways, and we know that. I mean, disaster from the economy, from my 401k.
Don't forget, daylight saving time comes to an end this weekend. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com, talking about a nice little article coming out of a completely unbiased and unimpeachable source like the New York Times with Dean Weingarten from Amoland.com. And just so everybody knows, this article is the last one he got published at Amoland.com. It got put up there yesterday, so still there on the front page most likely. Please continue, sir.
What we have is this author from the New York Times contacting a fair number of sheriffs and police departments and stuff, and he finds that police leaders, district attorneys in urban areas believe that they have had a rise in random gunfire and people carrying weapons since constitutional carry was put in effect. Now, when you remove the barriers to carrying by restoring constitutional carry, I would think it would be rational to believe that more people would carry. What else would you expect? I mean, this is kind of like saying, we watered this plant and it grew. You know, I mean, it's, or the sun shined on a piece of, on my hand and my hand got warmer. I mean, it's a truism. It's like, so what? Anyway, and then these anecdotal reports, just in the urban areas, they don't show any rise in unjustified injuries or death in any statistical sense. Here's some of the things they gave as examples. In the border town of Eagle Pass, which is near El Paso, I believe,
drunken arguments have flared into shootings, but they didn't say anybody got hit. In El Paso, revelers who legally bring their guns to parties have opened fire to stop fights. That sounds like the guns were used to stop violence. In and around Houston, prosecutors have received a growing stream of cases involving guns brandished or fired over parking spots, bad driving, loud music, and love triangles. But it doesn't seem like anybody was shot in these cases. So, that's all anecdote. It's pretty weak sauce to build a case for violating fundamental enumerated constitutional rights. So, I think this is a case of appealing to one of, there's several different subgroups of the people who want the population disarmed. And I think that a lot of them, I've talked to a lot of people who want that. And many of them, they just use this argument. If there weren't any guns, no one would be hurt with guns. But that's kind of stupid because we can't eliminate guns. And looking at the data, when you attempt to eliminate guns, it doesn't do anything to reduce suicides or murders. You might have a little drop in suicides with guns, or you might have a drop in murders with guns, but because of substitution effects, you don't see a drop in overall suicides or overall murders.
Well, I guess here's my question. If somebody murders somebody, does it matter what they used?
Well, I agree with you. That's what I say. But the people who push for disarmament, they seem to think that if you eliminate guns somehow, which can't be done, and it's not all of them, some of them are more sophisticated and knowledgeable than this, that somehow you're going to eliminate the murders. But it's just, it doesn't happen. We have not seen it happen. And I think what I see is if you look at the way the progressives have ruled and the way they have worked, what they do is they take something that sounds kind of, you know, plausible in a sophomoric sense, you know, like a late night dorm discussion. Well, if we just get rid of guns, well, if we eliminate fossil fuels, you know, without actually digging into what happens or doing a feasibility study or examining real-life situations where it was tried. And they take these examples. I mean, one of the first and biggest of these was we've got to ban switchblade knives because gangs are using them. Well, there never was any logic or data to that. It was just one Congress critter out of New York pushing it to further his career. And so we threw lots of people in jail and confiscated all kinds of property for 75 years. Well, 60. We've mostly done away with those restrictions now, and we're working on the rest. Without any real reason to do so other than it sounded plausible and the media pushed it. But they do this in part because they believe ordinary people are stupid. Ordinary people are stupid and ignorant, so we've got to make their decisions for them. But what they don't count on is they are ignorant, too. Everybody is ignorant, just about different things. And I think reality has reversed that assumption. I think the common man, the working man and women, now disdain the progressive ruling class and think of them as ignorant and foolish. Which is a pretty good assumption when you look at Joe Biden and his advisors. And so there isn't any data to show that murder or suicide rates have changed. Let's say that they are associated with the restoration of constitutional carry. Now, I think John Locke might disagree with me there. And he'd say, well, if we really tweak the data and do this and that, we can see that there is a drop in murder rates as more people carry. And I'm not enough of a statistician to say that his research is, you know, pristine and correct, but the numbers are just not large. At best, they're pretty small. And one of the things that I will predict, though, is that in the areas where constitutional carry has been put in effect, arrests for merely exercising Second Amendment rights will measurably decrease.
Right.
But how you measure that is not so clear. Perhaps some enterprising researcher will work to measure that number. I haven't seen any way to do it.
Yeah, maybe. We're going to see. We're going to see. I'm still waiting to see what how the election goes. Then I want to I want to see how the ATF reacts to the, you know, because they're holding up the whole pistol brace thing till after the election.
Yeah, well, there's everything's in doubt. I mean, you look at what they've done with this new rule. They call it the final rule.
Yeah.
It's obviously something that was ginned up in the Biden administration and pushed on them. I don't think the ATF by themselves would have come up with it because it's too dubious. And the chances of it withstanding Supreme Court scrutiny now, you know, are not really great. They may not be terrible, but they're not great. I mean, they're risking a lot by putting this forward. It's obvious to me. Let me say, my speculation is they didn't want to do it, but were pushed into it by the Biden administration.
Right.
And so what happens there? I don't know. What happens when Biden becomes a lame duck, if that's what's happening, what happens in 5 days? They might become even more reluctant. And we have court cases that are ongoing that are threatening the viability of these regulations. And we have a couple of judges that have declared different parts of them likely to be unconstitutional.
Hang on for me, if you will. One more break for us. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking with Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about where was it that we were talking about? Nothing like that. Nothing like
deal with
Johnny
ATF
on the spot.
Is probably not going to make tremendous decisions before the election because very likely the Biden administration will become a lame duck administration. And I'm hoping that occurs, and we will see. But, you know, I believe that they put forward these things like the final rule, talking about things like, pistol braces and what constitutes a firearm at the urging of the Biden administration, that it was a political move, not trying to actually clear up inconsistencies in the law. I mean, they might have tried to do both, but I think they wouldn't have done it without the change in the administration that occurred back in 2020.
I don't think so. I don't think they would have done it. But, you know, I look at the ATF and I kind of think they should just go away.
Yeah.
I
think so. I think they're really worried about it.
Do they do anything with alcohol now? I thought that fell to the states.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they still regulate alcohol. They regulate
tobacco.
The federal regulations.
Well, how many guys do they have doing alcohol and tobacco versus guns? I mean,
that's a really good question.
They don't have that many guys. The big bad ATF, I notice that every time we see them showing up at somebody's door dressed in the battle rattle, there's one of them and maybe two local guys with him.
Right. I'd say that's pretty much correct. I think their numbers, I remember, and I'm going from memory here, 3,700 agents.
That's pretty good.
That's not that many per state, like 70, and a lot of them in headquarters, I imagine.
Yeah, I wonder how many administrators they have to have.
I'd have to look it up. I don't feel like it would be useful to just guess. So But as any bureaucracy tends to grow, that is one of the main purposes of bureaucracies. They see it as their mission to get bigger. So that's what happens with the ATF, too. But I think they are very worried about recent court decisions stemming from the Bruin decision as to whether a lot of their mission may just go away. I mean, what's the point? We have this judge in West Virginia who I think argued very well that it's unconstitutional for the federal government to make it illegal to possess a gun from which the serial number has been removed. And if that happens, I mean, if that's upheld, and I think it's got a shot, I mean, a serious shot, not just some, nah, it's not going to go away kind of thing. I think there's a serious shot it'll be upheld. What's the point of all this so-called tracing and attempts over time to build a registration system? It just doesn't make a lot of sense. But we aren't there yet. But I think they are worried. I think they're worried about GCA 68 being challenged in different ways and maybe going away. If I were them, I would be very worried about the 1986 law. Now, actually, that should make them happy because the part of the 1986 Firearms Owners Protection Act that I'm talking about is where they made it illegal to sell or buy any more machine guns to ordinary civilians. Now, there's a couple of exceptions. You know, if you get a license to manufacture them for police, you can do that. But it's very difficult for an ordinary person to buy anything other than a full auto weapon that was made before and registered before 1986.
You know,
well, that's a very recent law.
I would not buy a full auto weapon now.
I hear you.
Because they've got to be very old now.
Yeah, well, it's just amazing. I've heard of people that basically take the serial number or the little piece that has the serial number on it on full auto weapons, you know, and they can find a parts kit from another weapon that's the same, and they can transplant that serial number onto the new weapon and basically keep the old serial number alive. That
right.
I mean, they just replace everything but that one part.
They can't can't maintain the weapon? Is that pardon.
Oh, they can do that.
Okay.
Sure. I'm just saying that if the frame gets so worn that it doesn't function well, they can basically rebuild it as long as they keep the serial number intact.
Right.
So, and these weapons these firearms, full automatic firearms, have become ridiculously expensive because there's a limited number that can be purchased.
Yeah.
We're talking, you know, if you want a full auto firearm, I don't think you can purchase anything for less than about $10,000 now. I don't know if you've looked at the market. I haven't lately, but I know some of them. Like an original Thompson?
Yeah.
$50,000 is more like it.
I have no desire to own a full auto weapon because, one, it's going to be really old, and, two, I just don't have that much money to pay for the ammo.
Well, I agree. I think, you know, I could have, for $200, back before 1986, have gotten a full auto firearm of some kind or another. And I thought about, I mean, and I came to the same conclusion you did, that for almost all situations, it's not very useful for a single person to get one.
No.
I'm not saying, and it does cost tremendously in ammunition to go. Now, I wish I'd have bought a Ma Deuce, you know, just for an investment. I think I'd have done very well as an investment.
Yeah.
But at the time, I didn't think it was worth it for the utility, you know, to pay the $200 tax. And, of course, now inflation is again eroding that $200 tax. And with the amount of inflation the Democrats have unleashed on the country and the world, the whole world is hurting from this inflation that has been imposed by the Democrat Party. I mean, trillions of dollars of extra that we just created out of thin air. You're going to have inflation. There's no way you can get around it. And before, when we did it, apparently there was enough demand around the rest of the world that they soaked it up without a huge increase of inflation. But only there's only so much ability to do that, and I think we reached that limit. So, you know, will the wages go up in response? Yes, but they usually lag after the cost of everything else, as we've seen with gas and food and all that. The costs go up first, and then wages come after. So, and now I'm not sure if you're old enough to remember, but I remember this stuff from the 70s and 80s, and it's pretty nasty. I mean, you had house mortgages going at 13-14%.
Yeah, I was a kid when that. I remember hearing about it. I didn't know what I was hearing, but I do remember that. But we're about to run out of time, so I have not had a chance, one, to thank you for joining me. Two.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yes,
I enjoy it.
Yeah. You can find all of this stuff that we talked about with Dean at Ammoland.com, where he has over 2,100 articles waiting for you to come check. All of them timeless, all of them poignant. And it's been a minute since I've been able to catch up with Dean. Everything is good to go now, so everything should be all right from this point forward, I think. But anyway, as for me, I'll be back next week. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.